Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, it's spring training time in Arizona already, and we're winding towards March Madness. So college basketball, both men's and women's, are getting heated up here, conference championships and all. It's going to be a pretty exciting month. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, the USA-Canada hockey game that we just saw here was pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, there was some, you know, political backdrops that we're not necessarily going to discuss, but there was a lot of fisticuffs to start the game. But Team USA did beat Canada 3-1, and now the final is set for coming up shortly. And so I wonder if there's going to be fireworks in that game as well.
Yeah, well, it's they're playing well. I understand that they feel like this is the USA's opportunity now, that they think they've reached a peak with their talent and are ready to take advantage of all of that. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, sad news too. We heard that Victor Wembanyama, the alien, you might say, of the San Antonio Spurs, is going to be sitting out the rest of the season. He's got deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot in his shoulder.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that must feel, but yeah, that's really too bad. You know, San Antonio is with Greg Popovich, you know, weathering the storm there, trying to put this kid in a great spot. He's had two of the Twin Towers, I think they called them back then, with
Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah, and the great teams that they put together. So, yeah, he's probably got the best coach, I think, for him to have at this point in time in his career. It's too bad that he's got some issues with his health, so we hope him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, this actually, I mean, we wish him a speedy recovery because he is like one of the future stars of the league. But also, if you're a Spurs fan, I mean, this does mean that you're probably going to get a pretty high draft break come next season.
Well, yeah, they're not exactly going to be in the NBA playoffs, let's put it that way. And so yes, there's going to be a chance to regroup. How long Popovich wants to be the babysitter, that is kind of in question too. But I think he's still the right guy because he's accomplished. He's willing to now do this a different way, and he's got the organization support. So I think in time that he's got a chance to turn it around.
And real fast, too, I want to say happy trails to Hubie Brown, who retired from calling NBA games at the age of 91.
Wow.
One of my favorite NBA announcers, and we wish him all the best in retirement.
I agree with you. I always enjoyed listening to Hubie Brown. Always had great insight to the game. Okay, we're going to be right back with this next segment of We'll See About That right after we take this quick break. Stay with us. It's now time for the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, I have a question for you. It is now baseball season again. We've had a lot of new contracts, a lot of them $100 million contracts. A lot of those belong to players on the Los Angeles Dodgers. How would you go about trying to get these young players to invest their money? What would you be investing in?
Well, how would I advise them to save for retirement or put some money away to take care of themselves and their family?
Correct.
Would that be fair? So we're going to assume that these contracts are probably their only ones they're going to get. So we'll leave that there. But I am going to explain. I'm out here in spring training, or out in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm going to catch a spring training game after the conference that I'm at is over. It's a pretty straightforward answer. that you kind of have to think through what you want at risk and what you don't want at risk. No matter how much money you're making or how much money you have, that delivers a certain lifestyle to you. And most people would like to continue the lifestyle that they had leading up to retirement into retirement and beyond. And what that means is that you have to do certain things with your money to take care of it. Ron, I don't think you've ever climbed a mountain, free climbed it, right? With just kind of chalk on your hands, some nice shoes, and gone up a mountain straight up.
I have
probably
not.
Never done that.
I have not.
The free climbing, if you understand climbing, if you make a mistake, you will fall and you will get hurt. And that's kind of the same analogy as that a lot of people have their money at risk in the financial markets versus anchored climbing. Anchored climbing is what most people do with a harness, ropes, and they are going to anchor themselves each few feet. So if they fall and make a mistake, they only fall a few feet and they continue back up the mountain. It will take a heck of a lot longer to climb the mountain, but it's a heck of a lot safer. And that's kind of the same thought process that people have to think through when they're investing their money towards retirement, whether they're making $100 million a year or $100,000 a year. It's pretty much the same thing. You have to look at what you're willing to risk. You have to look at having some in safe assets, some in stuff that you can't take any risk, you're not going to lose. It's really kind of a similar approach. It's just the numbers are a heck of a lot bigger with these guys. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense. I thought you did a great job of explaining that.
Well, hey, I appreciate being on.
Okay,
go Dodgers.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And maybe some of those $100 million bonus babies are paying attention to the advice. Thanks so much, Brad. And we'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Ron Say. And as always, a reminder that Melissa's Produce is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use Ron's VIP code, Ron Say, when checking out at melissas.com. They got all sorts of delicious fruit baskets, gift baskets. You know, you maybe get mad, your wife gets mad at you, send her a nice fruit basket. It'll heal all wounds. And Ron, I want to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. You know, we spent some time talking about it with Larry Kahn last week, but I want to get, you know, a little bit more in depth with your takes on the Super Bowl. Of course, Philadelphia Eagles won at 40-22. A little bit shocking for me, at least, how non-competitive that game was. And I have a few theories on why. But first, please, what were your thoughts of the game?
Well, I think it was probably pretty shocking to the Kansas City Chiefs, too. the manner of which Philadelphia was able to completely control both sides of the line, offensively, defensively. As I stated last week, I felt like the defense was the real MVP of that game. And Sweat was the one that was probably the key contributor on that defensive side. And a lot of people thought that he probably should have been the MVP. But it simply goes to, you know, the offense usually. And it usually goes to the quarterback. And that's kind of the way that it rolls out. But Kansas City, I understand their head coach took responsibility for the loss. He said they weren't prepared. That's got to be on me. He said we just did not. They used some kind of a like a Super Bowl something letdown or something because they had been in it so many times. I don't see it that way. I mean, that's what you're shooting for. You better find a way to manage that idle time or that extra time and know what you have to do. You were going for a three-peat.
Yeah, which hasn't been done since the Packers.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's I just found it kind of odd.
My takes, I totally agree with you. The defense, Philly's defense was dominant. Six sacks, interception. I mean, for me, it seemed, as you noted last week, Ron, the Eagles rarely brought more than four. I mean, you didn't see a lot of safety corner or linebacker blitzes, and still Patrick Mahomes seemed like he just couldn't get the ball out on time.
I was definitely surprised at that game plan. I thought they would have to blitz because I felt they needed to put Patrick Mahomes in a pressure situation a lot. Don't let him scramble. Don't let him get out of the pocket. Don't let him have extra time. Pressure him from the get-go. And they were able to do that with a four-man rush. So their scenario played out great because they had all the rest of those players in coverage and didn't have to blitz very much. So, yeah, the score, 40-22. it more resembled 40-6, like it was with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. I mean, Mahomes was able to pass for half his yardage in the last three minutes of the game, and they scored two touchdowns. And yeah, it looks better. 40-22 is a lot better, but this was a mashing. This was a mashing. That's a real beatdown.
It also seems to me that, you know, Saquon Barkley, who's, you know, somewhat carried, no pun intended, the season for the Eagles, it seems to me that the Chiefs were so concerned about game planning for Saquon Barkley that, you know, that left for a lot of opportunities for Jalen Hurts to complete a lot of over the middle passes, little dump and dunks. And I thought the offensive game plan from the Eagles was really impressive.
Yeah, it was. Well, and I thought that Jalen Hurts ran the ball at times where, you know, he just broke their back. You know, they were third and long a number of different times. He scrambled. I think he rushed for maybe 70 yards.
72 yards and 11 carries.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. And when you have a dominance of the running game, which Philadelphia had for the season, I think they were 65-35. That nobody else in pro football does that. Nobody can run the football that effectively, eat up the clock, score points, you know, just kind of put you in a bad frame of mind from the get-go. And that's exactly what they did to Kansas City. You know, they scored their first possession. Kansas City had a three and out. Philadelphia marched down the field again, kicked a field goal. It's 10-0 before, you know, I mean, it's close to the end of the first quarter already because they ate up the clock. They didn't plan on that happening. They thought they were going to be a lot more effective, and it didn't work out.
And, you know, the Chiefs have been so dominant, like you said. I mean, six Super Bowl appearances, you know, in the most recent memory. Looking at the body language of their sideline, they were just in shock. They were in shock that their offense couldn't get going, and it seemed they were in shock, too, that they didn't have an answer for that front four from
Philly.
They
did not have an answer, and even that at halftime when you go in and make those adjustments, you know, they did not have the ball long enough. They did not run enough plays to get in sync. And when you're trying to find yourself in a game like this, they found themselves in the worst possible spot. They were down a lot, and they weren't going to have that many possessions, which means now you pretty much have to abandon your running game. You have to score quickly and a lot and force turnovers on defense, and none of that worked for Kansas City.
You were part of a, you know, prolific sports dynasty during your career in the 70s and 80s, Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, dominant team, best infield of all time, multiple World Series appearances. Do you think that this loss, this drubbing that the Chiefs took, will that affect them moving forward? How does one who's part of a very successful franchise and organization deal with a loss and then rebound from that moving forward to the next year?
Well, there's some moving parts here that, you know, are in question. You know, I mean, is Travis Kelce going to come back and play?
He's 35 years old.
Yeah. And, you know, based on his performance in the course of the season and his playoff performance, and in particular the Super Bowl, there wasn't much there. Not as much as you would like to see. I think Kansas City probably has a lot of question marks. You know, how it, if it bothers you, the players on a team, if it bothers you, then it's going to matter. If you can possibly just shove this aside and say, okay, we had a bad game. And they know they had a bad game. If you are able to learn from that, go back and patch up the places where you really need to have some work done, then it'll probably be okay. And I think, you know, Andy Reid is that kind of a coach. I think he understands the game extremely well. I think he's probably identified what the areas of concern are, and he'll deal with it. But it's a matter of saying, yeah, that was a beatdown. And, you know, I felt that maybe the criticism of Mahomes may have been a little bit too strong.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, for one game, I mean, look, we've all had bad games, and it hasn't been, you know, the marquee game necessarily, the Super Bowl or the seventh game of the World Series where, you know, it came apart. But, you know, he's an extremely gifted player, extremely confident and accomplished player. I think he's, you know, he's not yet 30, I don't believe. And I think he's probably going to just say, you know what, it was a humbling experience. There's a lot to be worked on, and I think he's probably going to be okay. It just depends on what those parts are that are going to be around him, because Philadelphia looks like once they got Barkley, you know, that was kind of like San Francisco getting McCaffrey here a couple of years ago. This was like, wow, you just did that. Yeah, and McCaffrey, if you remember, they went to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
And just like the Phillies went to the Super Bowl with Barkley.
Yeah, I think the lesson is that you need two guys. I mean, Mahomes, you know, he's got a great supporting cast, but like you said, you know, Mr. Kelce is getting a little bit, or I should say Mr. Swift is getting a little bit long in the tooth. And you need to have two threats. Real fast, we got a minute before we hit this break, Ron.
Yeah.
Just to wrap things up here on the Super Bowl and the NFL season in general. So Super Bowl snacks for you, is it chicken wings? You like guacamole, nachos, popcorn, you know?
I'm for all of that. I would say, you know, chicken wings always works, you know? I mean,
drums or flats? Are you a drummer or flat
guy?
Oh,
I'm a drum guy. I think I'm a drum guy.
Oh, we're going to disagree on that.
Anyway.
With the flat, you can just get that whole thing off in one bite.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm maybe not I'm not up on that one yet. But, yeah, we just had a quiet time with the Super Bowl. And, yeah, it was, you know, once again, hats off to Philadelphia, man. They really laid it out there for them.
Yeah, they sure did. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens next year with the NFL. You know, it's always kind of really, you know, strange with the salary cap on how, you know, teams make adjustments to that. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. So stick around, you guys. We're here. We'll see about that with Ron Say, the legend, the MVP, the World Series champion. We'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we're back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever you find your books. You can also follow him on Instagram as well. And let's talk a little bit about the about basketball. Let's start with the NBA. We're coming off All-Star weekend. Ron, I'm sure you're glued to your TV watching the All-Star game because it was so competitive.
Well, far cry from what it has been of late. At least it wasn't a 200 to 199 game, right?
That was last year. Yeah, 200. Yeah, 200.
I think there's still this room for development of a better program. You know, there was lots of festivities, you know, lots of different game kind of competitions going on, skilled competitions going on. And, of course, the slam dunk contest, which I thought was absolutely the worst one I've ever seen. And started out real slow. The one kid from Chicago missed all five dunks, I think, lost the ball. You know, he's trying to come from behind the hoop and make a dunk from in front. The next person up, and this is why it lost me because I can't even remember their names. He missed his four shots. And my 7-year-old grandson, Julian, says to me, "Papa, these guys are terrible. Let's turn to something else." And it's like, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was supposed to be the marquee. Wasn't it the final event?
Yeah, exactly.
And these guys came up and just dropped a bomb. Yeah. I mean, maybe it ended up okay, but the guy who won it,
Matt McClung, is not an
NBA player
of
status.
No, he's not. And the weird thing is the third time in a row that he's won it. Matt McClung is like a YouTube sensation. Yeah. He's you know, the Orlando Magic will sign him to a 10-day contract just so he can get into the, to the dunk contest. And his dunks were amazing, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But, yeah. I mean – I just don't understand. It's like if you're going to have a home run derby where you bring somebody off the street who is really good at hitting home runs but can't throw, can't field, can't run, can't do anything else to be in your home run derby.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't familiar, you know, with the finalists in the slam dunk. But when they did the introductions, and it was like, you know, you're going to have, we're going to tell you a little bit about this guy and yada, yada. And he comes out and does the first one and he missed. And then he goes over and sits on the bench. And then they do the next guy. And there's a lot of time in between dunks. The guy can't get in sync. You know, you get a rhythm for all of this. And, of course, you know, the beginning of it was highlighted by Vince Carter.
Yeah.
You know, they did a special for Vince Carter because of this unbelievable dunk contest that he won years and years and years ago that's kind of like the, you know,
early 2000s.
Yeah, the standard. And of which things are judged, but I didn't feel like it was anything that was going to – the three-point shooting contest too. They had a time clock on it, and it rattled a few of the players, I think, because then they started rushing. But the favorites did not win. The favorites went down. It was – I don't know. I did not watch the game to 40.
That's the new format. We have four teams selected by the TNT broadcasters. And they each, you know, Charles, Kenny, Shaq, and Candace Starr will all field team, pick a team, and they'll play to 40 and have a tournament style.
Yeah, and Draymond Green wasn't happy with any of the festivities. I mean, he already came out earlier in the week, I believe, of All-Star Week and said the regular season games are boring, you know, they're dull, they're not exciting, it's a yada yada. And when you and now you get to the new format with the game to 40, he crucified that game too, saying, "Well, this is all wrong. We got to do something about it." So, I'm pretty sure that There's a lot of room for speculation about how they proceed. But
Charles Barkley, who seems like he doesn't even like basketball anymore, because whenever you see him on TV, he's just complaining about something. And he like pointedly took a shot at Draymond, saying, "Look, it's your fault and it's your generation's fault because you guys don't care about the All-Star game. Back when Charles played, you know, we were super competitive. We wanted to win." Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's where all of the professional sports All-Star games have gone. You know, it's entertainment. It's not competition. It's entertainment. What can we do to keep you glued to the TV? You know, you played flag football the year before in the NFL All-Star game. In baseball, you got guys mic'd up on the field. It's a game of entertainment. It's not a game of which we played back then, because we actually wanted to be the best. National League wanted to be the best. We wanted to prove that every single year we played it, meant it, and we won six of the six that I played in. And it was important to us. We wanted to establish that we're the dominant league. We got the best players.
Yeah.
And today, I don't think that exists. They're out there just having fun. They get mic'd up now in regular season games. Those people that are being interviewed on the field are getting paid $10,000 for that. And it's part of the agreement between the players and the owners. And it's, to me, I've got issues with
it. Yeah, it sounds like you do. Notable performances, Steph Curry. He's MVP.
Yeah.
He had pretty great game, multiple three-pointers, of course. Yeah. Also, Jason Tatum had 15 points on 6 and 7 shooting, and so I mean, they got to figure out something. I mean, the halftime. What really killed me is you have this new format with the games, which is whatever. But then you have like a 15-minute delay between the games, so you can have a concert going on.
Yes, concerts are big, just like the Super Bowl. You know, it's part of the deal. The performers perform for free. It's the publicity that they want. I'm sure that they are contacting all the important people to make sure that they get that spot. You know, there's a lot of people vying for it. But, you know, I don't know if you saw the beginning of the football broadcast when they had Lady Gaga down on Rush.
Or, yeah, on Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And she sang the airplane movie with Cruise.
Yeah, the Maverick Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun. You know, she was fantastic. I have a
I know you're a Lady Gaga fan.
I am. I'm big on her. I think she's probably the greatest female performer that we've had in at least my time.
Ooh, Madonna's getting a little mad about that.
Oh, you know, I give Madonna a lot of credit because she was the one who kind of opened the door.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been others. But Lady Gaga is so incredibly musically talented. I don't think I've ever seen her do anything on all the award shows and everything else. She did a tribute to David Bowie,
yeah.
One that just absolutely just rocked the house.
And you can actually look her up on YouTube before she was famous. There's videos of her at a very small New York City coffee house, just her and her guitar covering Led Zeppelin songs, and it's amazing. I like John Batiste's version of the National Anthem.
Oh, yeah. I did. I thought that was really good. And I thought that Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, their little duet, if that's correct, I thought that went really well, too.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about college basketball.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is that Auburn is number one.
Mm-hmm.
You have SEC schools. You have Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, very, very competitive. Great game last week. We have Florida number two, Duke number three. Duke just won at home the other night. Alabama four, Houston number five, Tennessee number six, Texas A&M seven, Iowa State number eight. And you know what I'm not seeing? I'm not seeing any North Carolina. I'm not seeing any UCLA.
No Gonzaga either.
No Arizona. Arizona UConn. Or Arizona State. UConn. No UConn.
You know, UConn. Not in the top 25 at least. What is a little bit surprising to me is St. John's, Rick Pitino. Unbelievable. They were, I think last week they were ranked in the top 10.
They're number 10 as we speak, 22-4.
Yeah. And he was brought in to do just exactly that. And I thought, quite honestly, I mean, St. John's does have a history in college basketball.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time since. And for him to come in and, you know, turn this program inside out, I mean, I think it's fair to say that they are now, and they are good. They are very competitive. They play good basketball. They learned well. He's a good teacher. I'm not surprised that he has been able to get them to buy into the program, because it's running on all cylinders.
Well, two things to unpack here. Rick Pitino, you know, is a great coach. But usually, you know, he goes to a team, brings great success, and then the NCAA comes a calling. And also, when I look at, you know, the top 10 right now, you know, Auburn, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Iowa State, Texas Tech, what do they all have in common? Great football programs.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if that NIL money is trickling down into the basketball program.
Boy, you know, I'm still having, you know, this is still relatively new. And, you know, what is it, about 3 years now or
into it?
The transfer portal gives me, I think, even a little bit more of a problem, because it becomes free agency. And, you know, these schools that have the money to throw out the nils can get these kids to switch schools in a heartbeat. And, you know, they're there for 1 year and gone in most cases. Auburn has played very well. They have played good competition. They've won close games. I think they're legit. A number one seed for sure. Alabama, I saw get taken apart after they had lost to Auburn earlier in the week to Missouri. Missouri handed it to them pretty good. Alabama is a very tall team, and they are good. Florida is another one. Houston's on the radar for me. They have played some really good teams down the stretch and won them all. They had a tough game on the road against Arizona, and Arizona is a team that's, I think, going to be reckoned with in the tournament. And we're going to now take another break with We'll See About That, and we'll talk more college basketball right after this message. Stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale, so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or kohls.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Make sure to check out our complete archives available on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and on Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. This day in Dodger history, or this week in Dodger history, that is, presented by BFF Financial. 2006, the Dodgers announced the team had extended the contract of 78-year-old Vin Scully through 2008. The Bronx-born Hall of Fame broadcaster, considered by many, well, he is the best announcer in baseball history, began his 57th year in Dodger blue.
Amen. Yeah, unbelievable. I think it was 66, maybe was the last number. Went on for another 9 more years before he retired and then passed away. And they got it right. Best announcer of all time, I believe. Certainly in the course of baseball.
No one had done it better, and one man in the booth.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
The secret sauce, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to carry the whole show. And he always had a picture in his mind that he could paint to you and make you feel like you're sitting there observing it live. You know, he had this incredible skill to maybe make you feel like it's sitting right in front of you.
His voice, if you listen to his voice and my grandfather's voice, Winston Smith, exactly the same voice.
Wow.
And so it was always very evocative to me.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about college basketball. Do you want to move on to the women's?
Sure. Let's talk about Corey Close and the UCLA Lady Bruins. You know, they've been ranked number one for most of the year. They had a tough loss here, I believe maybe in the last 10 days, 2 weeks, to crosstown rival USC, who's also having a terrific season. And they dropped to number three in the poll, which I was a little bit surprised about. I thought they might even be able to hold on to number one because that was their first loss. And the number one team now is Notre Dame. Lost two games.
They have.
And look out for UConn. UConn is moving up the ladder. They're beating some really good teams now. South Carolina and their dominance is still there. But they have shown that, you know, they may not be quite as dominant as they have been. There's a number of teams on the list, and USC is one of them as well.
Yeah, it's Notre Dame, of course. Notre Dame and Texas, 1-2, both two losses.
Yes.
Whereas UCLA, only one loss, but at number three. SC right behind them with two losses at number four. And like you said, UConn on the upswing right now at 24-3, and South Carolina 23-3. LSU 25-2. Ohio State 21-3, and North Carolina rounding things out 23-4.
Yeah, I still like that top five. I think that's where it's at. I think it's where it's going to be settled. Could be wrong, but usually women's basketball, ranked teams pretty much hold their own against each other, and especially the top-ranked teams. So, yeah, I would say those top five. Top five with South Carolina, UConn, Texas, UCLA, and USC, yeah, that's going to be tough.
I noticed.
And Notre Dame.
And the ratings are up considerably this year.
Oh, yeah. And I think women's basketball is becoming a lot more competitive. You know, all the games are broadcast now, so you're getting an opportunity to see them all. The Nils are part of that, you know, the whole thing. And I'd love to get Corey Close back on here. I just don't know when it would be a good time to get her, whether it's before the season ends, or maybe when the tournament starts, or maybe at the end. You know, it's hard. I understand her time's going to be very selective at that point.
There's a certain segment of the media, like the Outkick, the coverage guys, like the Clay Travises, like the Barstool guys, mm-hmm. you know, like, and they are still not receptive to college basketball, to women's college basketball, and be like, oh, this is not even real basketball, blah, blah, blah. What do you have to say to those guys?
You know what? I feel badly that they take this the way that they do. Women's basketball is extremely competitive. They are very skilled. They have come enormous ways, advanced in incredible ways, moved forward. No, it's not men's basketball, but these women, I guarantee you, look, they're very good, and they would beat a lot of teams.
They'd mess you up. Yeah.
They would mess you up. Yeah, they would. And the fact is that I'm not exactly sure what the women's overall shooting percentage is from the foul line. But I've always wondered whether or not they shoot free throws better than men, you know. And it's up there. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The passing is crisp. The defense is always the amount of competitiveness.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I think a lot of people.
Yeah, you don't have people playing at the rim. Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, you know that the athleticism and the strength there is not going to be that. But I got to tell you, these women are really good. And I enjoy watching college basketball, women's college basketball. I think it's, yeah, I would definitely go watch a UCLA basketball game.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about baseball. Right over our shoulder here, we have two of your former teams playing in spring training.
Yeah.
We have the Cubs and the Dodgers. We can't say the score because we'll get sued, but
well, it's only spring training.
It's only spring training, but
and I believe you know it's spring training for me is obviously it's changed a lot since we played. We probably had our starting lineup out there a lot more than they do at this point in time. They scale things down, and I think in the normal course of spring training, I needed maybe about 50 at bats to feel comfortable, just to see everything and be able to go out there on a different day. And we used to call it five and fly, play five innings and get your two, maybe three at bats in, and then go work on the other fields and do your stuff. That was enough because the concentration level is not going to be there. You want to have a couple quality at bats. You want to have some plays in the field just to get used to it. But yeah, the season is a long one, and when you tow it up opening day, it's a long run to the end of that, and those have to be sharp and focused, and the rest of it is just preliminary, a build-up to make sure that you're there. And I usually had a scale where I would get down to a week. And if I wasn't ready to play that day, then I probably just step it up a bit, tweak it a little bit, and make sure that I was ready to go opening day.
Mm-hmm. We did see in this very first spring training game between the aforementioned Cubs and Dodgers, the first implementation of the automated ball and strike challenge system.
Yeah.
Max Muncy, he was sitting there at a one strike at 0-1, and the Cubs pitcher threw one in, didn't like the way the result, called for the replay, and the pitch was changed from a ball to a strike.
That sounds odd. Better be careful what you ask for when you want something to be challenged, for sure. I think it's inevitable. You know, they have been playing it with it in the minor leagues, and where you could challenge, hitter could challenge a pitch, the umpires in today's game of baseball. As we saw last year, I believe it was, when one of the umpires was asked to step down a little bit prematurely to the end of the season. They certain ones of the umpires have been getting a lot of scrutiny, and they get hammered over it. And you get graded. Bill Russell, my former teammate, the shortstop and manager, ex-manager of the Dodgers, works for MLB umpiring, and he grades umpires out both in Anaheim and Dodger Stadium. And, they are graded on that strike zone, that K-zone thing. And, you get a grade.
I'd like to, just as a layman, offer the umpires a word of advice. if you're going to be terrible at your job, you know, that's on you. And you, like you said, that you are going to be graded. But if you're going to be a jerk and also be terrible at your job, yeah, you're going to draw far more attention to yourself.
I agree. I think that the umpires have always understood that they're not supposed to be the focus of the game. And when they do start to take over, and now they're, you know, throwing guys out, they're getting upset when a guy kind of challenges the umpire, you know, like, how did you miss that one? And they're ready to bring this guy up. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Angel Hernandez.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are they're projected by, I don't know how they do this. There's some like physicists at Caltech who like work on this. They're projected yeah to win 104 and a half wins this year. The highest preseason win total since 1990 with their judging here. You agree with that? You think that with all the moves they've made this offseason, all the money they spent, that they're going to run it back?
Yes to all of that. You know, they did spend the money 2 years ago. You know, they spent $1.4 billion in the offseason, which outspent everybody else combined in Major League Baseball. I think there are a number of teams that are going to make it interesting. I would say that the Dodgers are probably the, you know, fan pick to, you know, be the number one seed, if you will, the number one team that you think is going to be the winner of the World Series. I think there was something about the 26.7% chance of winning the World Series, and that's far better than anybody else in there.
Yeah.
But I think the Yankees are going to recover. I think there's a few teams out there I think that are going to be very competitive.
Yankees, Boston. What do you think about my Yankees?
I think the Yankees are going to. I think they're going to come back, even with the loss of Soto. You know, I really do. You know, and of course, you know, hometown Mets. You know. You know, they've got a club that, you know, can be reckoned with, too. I mean, remember, they were in that playoff last year, too. And what about San Diego? You know, I mean, San Diego had the Dodgers pretty much down and out.
Yeah,
and
on the ropes.
If it hadn't been, you know, great pitching and lack of offense from San Diego, they may have been in the Fall Classic. But, it's not a – you still got to go out there and play the games. You know, on paper, it looks really good. You know, they're stacked. Somebody – inner office of the Dodgers the other day I was speaking with, and you got Disneyland Tokyo. You got four players, and apparently they are on all the billboards in Tokyo.
They are.
They are making a ton of money off sponsorships and everything else. They are definitely tapping into that resource. And they also have $1 billion. And deferred payments.
Huh? They do with someone coming, a gentleman who's coming off an MVP-like season and is not going to pitch again coming off Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, they're talking about going to a six-man rotation. It's not in the plans in the moment, but, you know, they've got four starting pitchers that have $100 million contracts.
Maybe
that's stacked.
Maybe our friend Brad can help them out with some of their investments. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back. Right after the break, we'll see about that. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email Brad at BFFfinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we have returned to our last segment of We'll See About That. Ron Say here again with Mike Harry. And I just want to remind you to please visit my website, ronsayshow.com. You'll find Penguin Power with a number of multiple signing options available. You'll also have a menu and a guest list of all of our podcasts that are accessible from the site. And also want to remind those of you who are going to be over in Arizona that I am doing a book signing at Camelback Ranch, the spring training home of the Los Angeles Dodgers, on Saturday and Sunday, March 1st and 2nd. I will be there when the gates open at 12 o'clock, and you will be able to find me along the third base corridor. So I will be there, and I look forward to catching up with a lot of you Dodger fans and hope that I'll see a bunch of you over there for that signing.
Instagram?
Instagram. You can reach me on Instagram. And also, if you have other requests, things that you'd like, you can also reach me on Cameo.
Oh, Cameo. Very nice. Interesting. Nice. Yeah. Some greetings there for some fans, some well-wishers. You mentioned something earlier in the show that I want to circle back to. We're short on time, but you mentioned that you wanted to prove that when you played in All-Star games that you were 6-for-6 in as a National League player, that the National League was better than the American League.
Yeah.
Is that because the American League, you know, they play in these little postage stamp sized ballparks, you know, they got all the breaks, you know, they don't have to travel as much as you National League guys. Was that the reason?
I don't think it was the reason. I just think that we just had a lot of pride, you know, and look, I came in with an incredibly gifted group of players. I mean, my God. Got to play against my guy, Willie Mays. You know, I had guys on the Cincinnati Reds that were in the All-Star game all the time.
Big Red
Bench
machine.
Perez, Morgan, Foster, Geronimo, Griffey, Concepcion, you name it. Seaver, Carlton, you know, Kuzman, Matlack, you know, we just had a great group of guys. You know, that first All-Star game that I started in 1974, Brooks Robinson was the counterpart for the American League. Al Kaline was in his last All-Star game. So, yeah, I got to touch base with a lot of great players. Got to face Gaylord Perry in my very first All-Star game. So, yeah, we had a desire to want to prove that we were the best. So, yeah, it doesn't play out that way today, but I'm glad that it was when I was. It meant a lot. Okay, we are going to wrap things up here. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week. We will have Mike Bresnahan, who covers the Los Angeles Lakers, with her next week, and we'll find out more about that when we return with We'll See About That. Thank you for joining us.